Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Live a Righteous Life, a study of the fruit of the Spirit. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are manifest when the Holy Spirit is in control of a Christian's life." Self-control. The word is used here and in several other places in the New Testament. Paul, when witnessing the governor Felix in Acts chapter 24 and verse 25, now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Peter, teaching on spiritual growth in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness." Self-control is mastery over passions and desires. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, our text for this session. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Athletic imagery is important. Athletes must learn to restrain their appetites, as discipline is necessary to win a race. Christianity is a race. From the moment of salvation to the day we stand before the Lord in glory. Self-control is the key to winning a race. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, the apostle says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The apostle paints a picture of a runner focused, aiming at the finish line. This is believers winning as many lost as they can. Paul also applied self-control to expression of sexual desire in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. "But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion." A lesson on lists in the Bible. The list, the first in the list is important. The last in the list is most important. Love, self-control in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, self-control. Why self-control? Because it's contrasted to the flesh. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, down to verse 5. "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without control, self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Let's just consider two points from our text in 1 Corinthians 9 about self-control. First, as a Christian, run to win the prize. Verses 24 and 25 of 1 Corinthians 9 again. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes in the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. There are many running in the Christian race. Run as if you are aspiring to be the best, that you may obtain it. Runners seek a perishable crown which only one person can win. Believers seek an imperishable crown which all can win. What's the key of obtaining it? Self-control of your life. Temperate in all things. Jesus was the ultimate example of this. And yet, self-control does not apply to God. Why? Well, perfect holiness possesses perfect control. Second, as a Christian, run to keep the prize. Verses 26 and 27. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. How many in a race flinch, look back, or do something which causes them to lose the race? It happens again and again. Not with uncertainty, not as one who beats the air. A self-controlled person does not drift with the current of evil social activities, but instead stands against sin as he stands for God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 down to verse 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lusts of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in that regard. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, down to verse 20. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. But do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have with God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Paul didn't want to run the whole Christian race, only to end up in sin just before the finish line and lose the crown he had been working hard for. Just remember, Jesus said, and this is the key to self-control, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. It's to develop a habit, and then self-control is there. Then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The fruit of the Spirit manifests when Christians who have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them are surrendered to His control. You have a great day.